healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit.
Hey y'all, it's Kashawn, aka Cookie. Whoa, and welcome back to my channel. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe and turn on your post bell notifications so that way you get notified every single time there's a post. Camera's a little crooked, so let me fix that really quickly. There we go. Okay, so this channel is really all about lifestyle, fitness, and motivation. And today, we have like a motivation style like videos. I'm gonna sit here and check my notes, okay? Because I jotted down some ideas and concepts that I want to discuss with y'all, and I want to go ahead and get into them. So today's topic is, I used to feel bad for being so great at so many things. I am no longer shrinking myself to satisfy others. So I noticed that I have a lot of interest in a lot of different things, and I have an athletic background. So naturally, I just want to be the best, not competitive. I just want to be the best at everything that it is that I do. So that's how I go into any new venture. And I noticed that because of my surroundings and people that I would hang out with, that I would purposely or sometimes unintentionally try to quote unquote dumb myself down to try to satisfy those around me so that way they wouldn't feel uncomfortable because I'm striving for something bigger than what we are currently surrounded around. And then, you know, I've been doing a lot of reflecting, a lot of healing, a lot of deep diving into my emotions and my vulnerability over this last year. And I noticed as I was reflecting that that's something that I did a lot, that I did a lot of minimizing myself to satisfy others. But then I'm like, I'm actually holding myself back, which also in turn is something that they want. They want to make you feel uncomfortable so that way you minimize yourself, so that way they feel like y'all are now on the same playing field or they feel like they're more elevated than you. Now, it's not about feeling like you're better than somebody or that somebody's more elevated in life or you're more elevated in life. That's not the point. My point is, do not minimize your success to satisfy someone else to make them feel better about themselves. That's not your job. Your job is to be the best at every single thing it is that you do, so that way you can truly just be the best. Because don't you deserve to show yourself that you can be great at something? Don't you deserve to achieve greatness in something you're passionate about? Yes. So once I took my, as I've mentioned before, my people pleasing, because that's what it is. When you try to minimize your greatness, you're people pleasing. So once I took my people pleasing out of the equation, I noticed that one, I truly don't care what someone thinks about me. And I've really shown that, especially like as I've been more in like my natural state. It was like, okay, I'm not wearing makeup. I'm wearing my natural hair. You know what I mean? I've really been in my natural state. I'm really like being comfortable with, I don't care. I've always been like, I don't care what other people think, but to a certain extent, I didn't care what the outside world thought, but my inner circle, to a certain extent, I did care what they thought. Now I'm at a place where it doesn't matter if you're in the inner circle or on the outside of the circle, I don't care. And I'm also realizing that my inner circle was already small, but it got even smaller because I needed to do some cleaning. I needed to get some people up out of there. I really did. So now I'm truly comfortable with where God is taking me in life. I was always a person of like, I'm gonna let my actions speak louder than my words. And because of that, I didn't necessarily truly set boundaries. I didn't necessarily fully speak up for myself. Like I would find a way to do it on social media, like through a caption or, you know what I mean? I would let my business speak for me. And though I'm still doing those things, not necessarily the captions, like I don't care, but it's like, I also am speaking up for myself. I'm doing both. I'm allowing my actions and my words to speak for me. And I'm at a place where it's like, if me and my totality makes you feel uncomfortable, I'm just gonna have to dust my hands of it because there's nothing else I can do. Like I'm not here to minimize myself to fit into someone else's narrative. You know what I mean? And I noticed, I'm a lot smarter than people were led to believe, because in a sense of like minimizing myself, I would dumb myself down. So a lot of people didn't even realize exactly how smart I truly am. And now I'm in a place where I'm like, honestly, I'm gonna let the world know all of my talents. Like, I am beauty. I am brains. Like, you know what I mean? Hello, she's smart. But no, seriously, I just want y'all to be more comfortable in taking minimizing yourself out of the equation, okay? Allow yourself to be great. When you minimize yourself, you're already taking yourself out of the race. And again, this isn't a competition, but why stop yourself before you even start? That's not fair to you. That's so not fair to you. So stop caring about what other people think. Stop minimizing your greatness. Stop minimizing your talents to satisfy other people. That is not your job. Okay? So be comfortable in who you are. Be comfortable in your mission. Be comfortable in your brains. Be comfortable in your body. Be comfortable in your confidence. And truly be great at everything that you set out to be. Love y'all, and I'll see y'all in the next video. Don't forget to let me know if you like comments like this, if you like videos like this, leave it down in the comments, and I will see y'all next time.